Risk and Actuarial Guide to Self-Funded Healthcare Plans by Carlton Harker. Chapter 1, Introduction. In general, this guide describes a menu of risk, actuarial, and administrative work products and services that may be offered to a broad group of users in a structured manner using new millennium methods. The guide is jointly sponsored by Self-Funding Actuarial Services Incorporated and its affiliate, Actuarial Work Products Incorporated. The guide has both commercial and educational goals. Because of this joint sponsorship, the guide is comprised of A, a book, and B, a companion website, www.awpse.com. New Millennium Methods include the most recent developments in A, risk practices, B, cybernetics, C, modeling, D, statistics, E, information technology, and F, business and professional ethics and practices. A good starting point for the user is to understand the guide's A, scope and purpose, B, motivations and standards, and C, structure and practical uses. Scope and purpose. The scope and purpose of the guide is to offer A, a complete review of all of the risk, actuarial, and administrative aspects that would be of interest to health actuaries, and B, a companion website that serves to demonstrate the practical aspects of such survey for both commercial and educational purposes. Only self-funded plans are considered in this guide, whether they be A, single or multiple employer sponsored, or B, trusteed, qualified or other, or C, non-trusteed. The risks include the wide range of healthcare risks, excluding workers' compensation. Tax-qualified deferred compensation plans are excluded, insured health care plans are excluded, and benefit arrangements requiring FAS 106, GASB 43, and GASB 45 are excluded. Risk and actuarial should be viewed as a single function. Actuarial work products are those contemplated by the Academy of Actuaries, referred to as Academy in this book, and must meet all standards established therewith. Administrative work products are those A, offered through the companion website, risk or administrative in nature, that B, do not have to meet the standards of the Academy. The companion website, www.awpse.com, should be considered an attachment or appendix to the guide, at least to the extent that such website is open for general viewing, that is, not privacy protected. All of the professionals and/or practitioners who have an interest in the topic are considered in the presentations. Accountants, brokers, actuaries, risk managers, and consultants, HMOs, etc. All of the described risk, actuarial, and administrative services are A, work product in format, and B, computer prepared and managed using the most recent A, mathematical, B, cybernetic, and C, information technologies. These benefits are included in the guide. A, medical, RX, dental, vision, and hearing. B, critical illness, dread disease, and organ transplant. C, disability, short or long term. D, death and dismemberment. E, long-term care. And F, legal care. Motivations and standards. Trade and commerce laws. This guide believes that the actuary, as any professional or business firm, is obligated to seek and provide the better and cheaper product and service and to do so fairly. This should mean the willingness, if not the enthusiasm, to adopt new thoughts, methods, and motivations. Work products. A work product is defined to be A, computer produced and computer maintained, and B, highly structured as to data input and format, and C, offered using a preset fee without billable time. That is, the guide offers two forms of such work product. A, actuarial, that is, meeting academy standards, or B, administrative, not being subject to academy standards. The academy standards permit an actuary to provide non-actuarial services. The interests of the academy arise only if such services are actuarial in nature. Technological advances. The latest in technology, that is, cybernetics, statistics, information technology, mathematics, communication, should be used. Old practices should be reconsidered, discarded, or updated. All practices should be green in the current political, ecological sense. Specifically, these techniques should be used: predictive modeling, Monte Carlo simulations, stochastic modeling, etc. As respects communication, multiple viewers should be able to view and edit the same screen from multiple locations in real time and simultaneously make changes and direct emails to each other. Shared responsibilities. This guide permits the duties and/or responsibilities to be shared, typically as follows: consulting, delivery, etc., typically by the engager of the representative of the engager. Preparation of the worked product by the sponsor of the website, that is, the actuary. Data handling may be performed by the engager or by the actuary or both or a shared basis. Any data yielding an actuarial or certified work product must be carefully edited, but not audited, by the certifying actuary. These rules are intended to produce a better work product at less cost. Fee considerations. The ability to provide all defined services at the lowest fee is a major consideration of the guide. This motivation is based not only on A, traditional economic logic, but also by B, the recent national alarm voiced by healthcare reformists that healthcare plan costs are excessive. Thus, the guide is a cost container consistent with national policy. Conflicted interests. This guide restricts interest to self-funded plans that are TPA administered. This is because the other risk arrangements, that is, fully insured and ASO, have conflicted interests that the guide purposes to avoid. The recent Supreme Court decision in MetLife versus Glenn held that the presence of conflicted interests with a litigant carries with it a legal onus on such litigant. Range of users. This guide and its companion website believe that risk, actuarial, and administrative work products should be readily accessible and easily affordable by the many and not just a select few. As a response, the work product range is wide and varied and expansive, therefore being of interest to many users. At the very least, the plan sponsors, practitioners, service providers, professionals, etc., in mass, will have reason to use the guide. Professional standards. All of the present academy pronouncements and standards should be honored in both spirit and letter. A few variances adopted by the guide are these. Professional practices. In the actuarial work products endorsed by the guide, these two actuarial opinion conditions are required. 1. The certifying actuary is a fiduciary with respect to this work product. 2. A PDF link to the actuary's E&O declaration page is provided. These are not required by the Academy. Code of Conduct. Because the certifying actuary is a fiduciary with respect to the work product, these two practices will not be followed. 1. Having any conflicted interests, even if such is disclosed. 2. Using billable time as basis for fee setting. Innovations. This guide believes that self-funding can serve the needs of the public by creating mutations of the following. A. New benefits, death, critical illness, or long-term disability. And B. New markets, that is, self-funded supplemental coverages with a very modest employer contribution. Sarbanes-Oxley. The letter and spirit of this law and any relevant regulation should be honored. Risk management. Some aspects of risk management use heavy-duty mathematics, predictive modeling, Monte Carlo simulations, data mining, and some are demanding traditional or enterprise risk management. Smaller employees not suited to enterprise risk management may find selective or special purpose work products a reasonable alternative to ERM, even though such is not mandated. Requisite features. This guide and its companion website have a wide range of requisite features. A. Full transparency. B. Ease of audit. C. Full privacy and security. D. Maximum storage and minimum maintenance. E. User friendliness. F. Highest professional standards. G. Laptop computer accessibility. H. Instantaneous work product production. I. Extensive database capability. And J. Computerized pricing and billing capabilities. Structure. This guide is divided into these chapters and appendices. Chapter 1, Introduction, shows the scope and motivations for the guide and the companion website. Chapter 2, Actuarial Profession. The rules, practices, history, and functions of the profession are discussed. Chapter 3, Professional Liability. Important litigations are briefly discussed. These show that the actuary, as a profession, may or may not escape a liability claim. Chapter 4, Trade and Commerce Laws. This topic is discussed in considerable detail because it was one of the primary motivations for this guide and its companion website. Chapter 5, Introducing www.awpse.com. This is the companion website that serves to demonstrate and prove out the principles, practices, and recommendations of the guide. Chapter 6, Work Products. The menu of work products, both actuarial and administrative, is briefly discussed. Chapter 7, New Self-Funded Benefits. A range of new candidates for self-funding is presented. Such include those that will likely survive and or prosper post-healthcare reform. Chapter 8, Risk Management. This chapter offers a review of the wide sweep of risk issues that might confront the user of the guide. Chapter 9, Advanced Topics. This chapter briefly reviews some of the more advanced topics that will occasionally be of interest to the reader. Appendix includes A. Academy's Code of Professional Conduct, B. Employer Database, C. Data Handling Instructions, and D. AWPSE Helps Users. Practical Uses. The interested visitor to this guide and companion website has a wide choice of options. 1. Browse and gain knowledge of information. 2. Be a user and receive work products by email. Number one in this subset would be to let AWPSE control the input. 2. Enter and control the data with AWPSE limitations. 3. Be proactive with AWPSE. And the third choice of options would be to have AWPSE customize such users' work products. 4. Be a franchisee or lease the program and create its own system. This concludes Chapter 1.